Hey guys, welcome to the Kuya Reviews. I'm your host Rudy, and today I just want to be talking to you guys a little bit about what I'm going to be doing for this podcast, all right? Or what I want to share with you guys on this podcast, I should say. So basically, with this podcast, I want to be reviewing a bunch of anime episodes, like a bunch of anime series and a bunch like that, because one, I'm really interested into anime, and I just want to share my thought about different animes and let you guys know how I see it, you know? Alright, and then another thing is, I am also into cars as well. And, well, I want to share my idea on what I believe is nice, what's a nice feature on different cars, and just let you guys know what my interest in cars are. But I also want to let you guys know stories about me as well, and just give you guys a brief idea of what I've been learning, what I've been liking, have you guys listen to what I've been through and all that, okay? But in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what grinds my gears. You know, just like that one episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin was on the news talking about how what makes his gears grind, you know. So today I want to do a little episode about that, and this episode is going to be about what grinds my gears, customer edition, you know. Because, all right, so I work at a Jiffy Lube, and I am now known as, the position I'm now working as is known as a customer service advisor. Or the customer service advisor, what we do, we're the ones that talk to the customer, let them know the pricing, have them know what needs to be serviced for their vehicle, okay? And to do that, we go through this thing called an ESM, which shows us, like, services that's needed for their vehicle. Like, going through, depending on what mileage they're at on their vehicle. And so, here's the first one. What grinds my gears is that customers always think that I'm the one upselling them when literally it's just the price that our franchise charges, you know. I'm not the one telling them, like, oh, like, this oil changes this much because, you know, I'm a dick and I just want to fuck you over, you know. No, that's not me. You know, I'm just doing my job, you know. But, like, customers, they be complaining a bit too much to the people that work there, you know. Like, if they got a problem, I'd say you guys should talk to the people that actually make the prices, you know. Because, okay. Alright, where was I? I'm sorry about that, guys. I had a small call just now from my manager. So, yeah, basically, I believe I was on to the point where I was saying how Jiffy Lube, they don't have cheap oil, okay? Synthetic oil is literally $89, synthetic blend $79, and what else is there? And then the conventional is $50, you know? So we don't have cheap oil. There's no such thing as cheap oil at Jiffy Lube, okay? So sometimes customers come in with coupons, you know, that's good, yeah, they could use that, but then even with the $15 coupon that we give them, they're like, oh, well, how come my price is still this much with the $15 coupon? Like, it's only $15 off, miss. You're not going to be getting $2 oil changes just because you bought a $15 coupon, okay? And another thing is, all right, yes, we have this coupon, a $20 coupon right now because of coronavirus, right? So we're giving people $20 off on everything, not everything, $20 off, plus a $10 additional charge on a service, okay? So this is one time a guy came in, he was talking about how he needs an oil change, and I was like, all right, yes, I can give you an oil change, and I gave him, the best oil for, that manufacturers recommend for his vehicle, okay? And it was, I believe it was a high mileage oil, that one was like $60-something, and then plus taxes was around $70-something, and the thing is, with Jiffy Lube, for coolant, like, yeah, we do top off every fluid that we see for free other than brake fluid, because we don't top off brake fluid. I believe you're not even supposed to top off brake fluid. The coolant. that we don't top off for free is Kulin. Okay? Kulin is $4.47 extra to top it off. Alright? Listen to how I'm saying it. Top it off. I'm not saying service. I'm saying top. Alright? Because reason why is a top off does not count as a service. I know you're paying extra for it, but that coupon is $20 off and 10% off additional services. Not top off, nothing like that, okay? And this guy came in, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I have this coupon. It's a $20 coupon. Can I use this? I said yes. He could use that $20 coupon. He didn't mention anything about the $10 service. So, a 10% off on additional services. He didn't mention anything about that, okay? But I let him know that his coolant was low, and he said, yes, top it off. I'm like, okay, it's going to be $4.47 extra. He said, okay. And so, right after we finished that service, this guy is all like, oh, how come my, I told him his estimate, and he's all like, oh, how come my estimate is that much? I have the $20 off, it should have been this, and I have this 10% off, which is supposed to give me 10% off on additional services. I told him, sir, you only got the oil change. You did not get any other services. This dude was like, oh, but I got that coolant, and I want that 10% off. I'm like, sir, that's not a service. That's a top off, sir. A service is where we take something out of the vehicle and we put new in. We didn't take out the old coolant. We didn't take out any old coolant. We added coolant. Alright, and then, well, I didn't say it like that. I said it in a nicer way, obviously, but basically that's the way I said it, right? And this guy was like, no, I'm paying for it, ain't I? So it's a service. I'm like, sir, no, it doesn't work that way. The way it works is if you were to get an air filter service where I take out the old oil filter, throw it away, and put a new one, that is a service. Alright, a top off, I just added some, you know, like, that's not a service. He goes, sir, but I'm still paying for it. And so I was like, I'll be back. I'm going to go get my manager for you. I'm not going to deal with this. I didn't say it like that, obviously, but that's one way. That's basically what I said. And then my manager comes in, and the guy says the same thing. My manager is all like, oh, we didn't service your car. We didn't service anything else but the oil change. And this guy's all like, but I paid for the coolant. That's $4.47. And then he kept saying that he wanted his 10%. So, you know, my manager working with him, he goes, all right, sir, I'll give you your 10% off. I'll give you the coolant for $4. He got, I guess, you know, I'm not tripping. Actually, no. It grinded my gears, right? I was like, you're complaining about $4.47 coolant, and all you got was 40 cents off, and you're happy with it. So, I guess, I don't know. Like, that really irks me, you know, guys? Like, damn. All right. And here's another story, guys. All right. So, there's this time where I was talking to a customer. And don't get me wrong, yes, she's young, she's about my age, 20, she looked my age, she was like 22, 21, so she came in by herself, okay, just know this, she was by herself, and she told me she wanted an oil change, and I see that she drives a Volkswagen, she only had 10,000 miles in her vehicle, and all she needed when I was looking at the ESM, is that she just needed the oil change, the 10,000 mile oil change. And then from there, I was letting her know that manufacturers do recommend that she at least use a synthetic-based oil for her vehicle because her mileage is low and her vehicle is a new car. And then so she said, yes, okay. She said, oh, okay, I'll take the full synthetic oil change. And I told her the price. All right, with Jiffy Lube, we won't touch your car until you are satisfied with what you're getting and we get the approval from the customer to service the car. Okay, so I gave her the price, and then another thing is with Volkswagens, they have this thing called a fuel system cleaning, and I heard what I've heard is that manufacturers recommend that you at least do the fuel system cleaning every oil change. I don't know why it's with Volkswagens. I believe it's for Hyundais as well as Kias, where they have to have a fuel system cleaning after, with an oil change, but it's not needed. It's just recommended. So I recommended it to her, okay? And she told me yes. And me being friendly, she didn't have a coupon with her, so the total without the coupon was like $150-something. That's the oil change with the fuel system cleaning. And I told her, I'll give you a coupon with the service so that it's a little bit less for you, okay? And she agreed, and then that's when she gave me the approval to service her car, okay? So we ended up finishing her car, and then she was able to go home. And then an hour later, my general manager, gets a phone call, and he calls me up. He goes, "Oh, hey, Rudy, did you talk to this person right here? Were you the one that gave her the oil change?" And I said, "Yes." Why, what happened? He told me that her mother called saying I overcharged her and that I shouldn't have done that because she's a young person who isn't really capable of choosing what is needed for her vehicle or, like, choosing what prices is good or not. And I think that's pretty dumb, okay? I'm not gonna lie. It's stupid because she's 22, 21. She can make her own choice on what she wants to put on her own car. And then her mother ended up talking to my DM, my direct district manager, and then she was telling her how one of her employees, or one of our employees, aka me, was overcharging her daughter, taking advantage that she was young, and servicing her car without her notice. Why would you tell your daughter to go get her oil changed then by herself? You should have literally, this grinds my gears so much. You should have went with your daughter to get that oil change. You should have been there if you didn't want your daughter to be, like, literally, don't leave your, if you're going to be upset about that, you should be upset at yourself for not being there when she needed to get that oil change, just so that you could see how the process went. She was saying how the daughter didn't know that if she was there, the price would have been $60 for an oil change. A full synthetic oil change is not $60, guys. And she was saying how there's other places that could be $60 oil changes. If you go there, go there. If you find it, don't. We just to let you guys know, we don't price match. We never price match, okay? We'll try getting as close as we can just to satisfy the customers, but we never price match, all right, guys? Like, if you're gonna send your daughter or son to get an oil change on their vehicle, you should go with them. If you know that your daughter is not capable of knowing good prices or something like that, then you should go with them. You shouldn't just be them and like, dude, like, you guys don't know how irritating that day was for me. I was like, she gave me the approval. She's the one that said, yes, I want that. I didn't pressure her to buy what I gave to her vehicle. I seriously just asked, gave an explanation on what it did, or what the service does, and what we do with our service, and then I go on. If they don't want it, I'm not forcing them. I say, okay, I won't add it to the tab. All you're paying for is blah, blah, blah. That's it. All you're paying for is X, Y, Z, okay? And that's it. That's it, you know? And then, so, going on, I don't know why customers are like this, okay? Customers, yes, customers are quote-unquote always right, but no, customers aren't always right, okay? Like, have you ever been with your guys' mom just shopping, and then all of a sudden your mom makes, like, a big, I've seen this all over, like, Instagram videos and TikTok videos where their mom is, like, embarrassing them, arguing. That is embarrassing. You guys, as customer, like, I don't know, if I could give customers reviews, I'd give them a 1 star. Like, seriously. Ah, man. Alright. And then, so, this is the last story that I've experienced. It was pretty recent as well, actually. Where, okay, so, at Jiffy Lube, what we do, we have this scanner so that we can scan the vehicle and see the service history that we've done with the car. So, once we scan it, it basically goes through the VIN, and then we can see the history of the car, the service history. And then, so, this guy came in, he's like, oh, I just need to top off my vehicle, and, because my oil level is low. I was like, okay, yeah, let me, have you been here before? All I have to do is just scan your vehicle, and I'm going to check your mileage, and then I'll see if we're able to top it off for you free. Because what we have this thing called a top-off service, where once you get this oil change, as long as your mileage is below the next mileage for your oil change, we can top off your fluid for free after 2 quarts of oil, okay? And so I scanned this guy's vehicle, looked at the history, and I see that he hasn't been here since 2018. So I walked up to him, and okay, the thing is, we're supposed to let them know okay, what am I saying? Sorry, I just had a total brain fart. Okay, so when we do customer service advisor work, when we scan the vehicle in and we see that they're due for an oil change, we let them know that they are due for an oil change. And this guy wanted a top off, so for me, I was thinking, oh, it might have been better if I just come up to him, let him know, oh, it would be better to do an oil change instead of a top off, so that you can have a fresh new filter, oil filter, as well as fresh oil inside the engine, you know. So I was gonna let him know. Right when I was gonna let him know, I was like, oh, sir, you haven't been here for almost 2 years. What we could do for you, which is better, is an oil change, and so that you can have fresh oil. That's what I was gonna tell him. However, right when I was going to tell him, he cut me off saying, no, I don't want that. No, why are you making it such a big deal? No, this is not my car. I'm like, sir, no, I'm just letting you know, and I'm trying to inform him why I find it better that he does the oil change. And this guy was just giving me a shit ton of attitude. No reason. And that ruined my day, you know. Oh, and then this guy, okay, so this guy, when he came in, his front bumper was being held by duct tape, okay? So he duct taped his whole freaking bumper onto his hood, and to open the hood, he took out a pair of scissors and cut the duct tape so that we could open the hood for him, right? So this guy, when I was telling him that, he was still holding his scissors in his hand. And while I'm trying to explain something to him, and he's giving me all this attitude, he's like, you got a problem. I was like, no, sir, I don't got a problem. And he's walking up to me with scissors in his hands. And I just stepped back at him. That's when I went on full attack mode. At that point, I couldn't hold in anything. I was upset. No one deserves to be walked up to with scissors, a gun, nothing. If that happens, that's when you take flight, bro. Honestly, that's when you guys, that's it. I'm not a worker, you're not a customer, you're just a person to me. It's time to fuck you up. Don't walk up with no one with a weapon in your hand, right? So right there, I said, bro, what's your problem? Really, you know, I'll fuck up everything? I'm sorry, guys. Yes, I could have handled that better. But if someone walks up with you with scissors, like, okay, so I ended up saying, like, bro, what the fuck, blah, blah. Like, I was pissed off that he was walking up to me with scissors in his hand when I was just trying to inform him that it would be 10 times better for your vehicle to get a full oil change. And so, right when that happened, I backed up, got pissed the fuck off, and I told my employee to handle it. I went downstairs, I tried cooling off so much as I can, and I ended up calling my manager, letting him know what happened, and that's when my manager started coming in, and I believe, like, talked to my general manager and my district manager, and that thing pissed me off, guys. Like, that's what really grinded my gears. If you guys don't want to listen to the worker, don't cut them off and then end up thinking that they're trying to start something, because we're not. We're just trying to inform you guys. We're doing shop policy here, okay? Like, we're just trying to make a better choice, okay? Don't give a worker a harder time than what they're doing. Like, you don't know how much stress they're going through and all that. Like, honestly, guys, just... Okay, obviously, you guys can be dicks to workers when the workers aren't actually doing their job. For example, if, like, you're talking to them and you're trying to inform them something, like, and then they're just, like, not listening, then yes, you could be a dick. But when you see that they're actually trying to help, don't be a dick to them, man. Like, seriously, that's so much nerve-wracking shit right there that it's annoying as fuck. But, I'm gonna just keep this podcast short, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this video, this episode. I hope to see you guys in the next one. When the next one comes up, I'll let you guys know. If you guys have experienced any of this, message me your guys' worst experience, okay, on my Instagram. My Instagram is Kuya Rudes. It's K-U-Y-A-R-U-D-E-Z. All right, guys, I'll see you then. I'm out.